Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be part of the show. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. First we had them like, and now they like, why baby, that's how rum riders. Hey, I didn't even know we had this one. Didn't even know we had Rough Riders Anthem in the tub. Paulie over there DJing Friday Night Vibes. So I just had to go back and look. I'm like looking up everyone's like playoff record. And I think one of the callers was like, you know, been a while since the Cowboys won a playoff game. No. 2018, Cowboys beat the Seahawks. And then we lost to the Rams, Todd Gurley's Rams, not Stafford's Rams. Obviously, Stafford just got over there. But people discredit the Cowboys like they have no playoff wins since Troy Aikman. It's not true. It's a win in 2014, beat the Lions in 2014. Then we went on to lose to the Packers. So, you know, the whole narrative of, oh, the Cowboys are always one and done, it's not true, man. It's not true. And, you know, these aren't the Jason Garrett Cowboys. Giants fans know about Jason Garrett. These are not the Jason Garrett-led Dallas Cowboys. It's a different time. It's a different era. And if 2020 and 2021 taught me anything, it's that anything can happen. And I think it's time for the narrative to change around the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are a good team. They've got a lot of talent, and they can win this game against the Niners this weekend. Might be game of the week. I expect it to be high scoring, and I don't expect Jimmy G to keep pace with Dak Prescott. I know he's got Kittle. I know he's got Deebo Samuel. I know they've got the top run offense, but, you know, we've got weapons, and we've got a top defense too. And like I said, Micah Parsons, young lion, that rookie, there's no rookie wall for him. He had to sit down last week. He didn't play against the Eagles in Pennsylvania, and he's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Sure, he wanted to play. So his first playoff game in Jerry World, number 11 is going to be looking to make an impact. Circle him when you see him on the field. Number 11, he's going to wreak havoc. Jimmy G, protect your thumb. Micah Parsons is on the way. Dave in Belleville. What's up, Dave? You're on the Fan.
Good. How you doing, Keith?
Great, great. Enjoying the Friday night. How are you?
Good. Long-time Cowboy fan. I used to call Steve all the time, and he would always throw those Romo interceptions.
He did that to me on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I remember. I heard that, and it brought me back. He used to get me so frustrated. I don't know if you remember the producer back then, and he was a Cowboy fan, Russell.
I think I've heard that, because there's not that many Cowboys fans, but yet there is, like, Jerry is a Cowboys fan. Is Al a Cowboys fan? Al Dukes? Somebody else here is a Cowboys fan besides me. I can't think of.
But the weird thing is that game is on CBS, the Cowboy game.
I saw that. I don't know. Like, that should be an NFC game. Fox, you would think, but I don't know how that shakes out. And I know that there's, you know, different rights, and especially with this Super Wild Card weekend, you've got games on CBS, you've got games on Fox, you've got games on ESPN, and then they're also on the streaming services like Peacock and Paramount and Nickelodeon even has the Cow. That's what it is. There it is. I just thought of it off the top of my head. CBS, yep. Nickelodeon, Viacom. It's all connected. We're in 345 Huts, and this building is a CBS Viacom building. So that's where the deal is.
What do you think about Mike McCarthy as a coach, as a game manager?
He's not a good game manager. He might be a rah-rah guy that, you know, he's got good tactics. Like, I think he had, you know, in Hard Knocks, he had that Austin Powers thing that he came up that, you know, the guys got behind and little fun things that the team in the locker room likes. But, man, I do not trust him with the game on the line or not on the line. He's made some mistakes that have come back to bite us with mismanaging timeouts, not knowing the play clock or not knowing the game clock versus play clock or the situation. And it's like, dude, that's what you're supposed to do. You're the head coach. You're supposed to keep us out of trouble. You're supposed to know exactly what to do and not do in those moments. And I just keep my fingers crossed and hope that it doesn't come down to that, because that would be exactly how the Cowboys season ends. It either ends on a Mike McCarthy mistake or a Greg Zuerlein miss.
He goes for it on fourth down way too many times, especially in their own zone.
He doesn't know. It's like he doesn't know his own team. Like, if we see him kick a field goal any longer than 40 yards, I'm going to be upset. Because Greg Zuerlein isn't accurate. He isn't the same Greg Zuerlein that, you know, we saw hit 55-yard field goals. It's got to be 40 or less. If not, kick the ball and play defense.
It's so odd that he lines up on the left hash for extra points. I don't know.
It's like, are you not in practice with these guys? When you get in the game Sunday, you want to come up with something else? Like, this is your team, coach. Come on.
Yeah, I think he's way overrated. I think he's got the team, you know, that anybody could coach pretty much.
He's got a lot of talent, and he's got a great coaching staff around him. But I feel like he took that year off, and he's still coming back into it. Last year sucked because we had to roll Ben DiNucci out there, and, you know, that was a season that, you know, for his first year, no one really, like, put that on him. But he made some of these same mistakes last year, so.
Absolutely. Since they were terrible, nobody said anything.
Right. Hopefully it doesn't come down to a mistake by him, whether it's a timeout, whether it's a decision to go for it or not go for it, or a decision to challenge. We saw it in the Cardinals game. He blew a timeout. Cliff Kingsbury kind of like baited him into using the timeout because they showed that they were going to go for it on fourth and they didn't have the personnel out there to play defense against the Cardinals offense. And then the Cardinals, once we called the timeout to get our personnel out there, the Cardinals just laughed like, you smoked the timeout. We're actually just going to kick the field goal. And then later in the game, when we needed to challenge a play to turn a fumble into a possession or not, we didn't have the timeout to challenge the fumble, and we end up losing the game.
Is he involved in the draft? Did he draft Parsons, or was it?
No, we got lucky with Parsons, honestly. We were all looking for corners. I remember following the draft last year, and it was J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain the second. And then the Panthers took Horn, and then the Broncos took Surtain at 8 and 9, and we were 11, and then we had to shift to just take the best defensive player on the board because our defense was all-time bad, the worst defense in Cowboys history last year. We lucked into getting a game record in Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I love that type of player, too. You know, I see him on the sidelines doing push-ups, and, you know, they draft too many problem players like Gregory and,
Yeah, you know, Jerry likes those projects. He always wants to draft the guys that need counseling or a babysitter.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. Oh, man. How about them? Those Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. I'm proud to be a Cowboys fan, but I chose it so long ago. Like, I picked the Cowboys before I really even knew where Dallas, Texas was. I like the colors. I like the team. And now we get a matchup of the Cowboys versus the Niners, and that's what I grew up on. Like, I'm a 90s kid, and there's a lot of kids that grew up in the 90s that picked the 49ers instead of the Cowboys. And I watched Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman. I still have a Troy Aikman jersey and a Darryl Johnson jersey. I was a Jay Novacek guy, and here we are now all these years. It's just a loyalty thing. There's no point in changing. There's too much documented of me being a Cowboys fan. And I was a Cowboys fan way before I knew that I'd go to school for radio. And then fast forward 11 years after graduating with a radio degree, I'm not going to get on New York radio and pretend like I'm not a Cowboys fan. It just is what it is. There's been a lot of pain. There's been a lot of frustration. And I'm hoping that there's not a lot of pain and frustration in this week. And I need a win. I want to win. Anyway, back to the show here. Football Friday, 5 hours. We're inside the 9 o'clock hour. At 10 o'clock, Arthur DeCesar will join me from Vegas to talk odds, to talk spreads, to talk a little gambling, sports betting. Going into this weekend, a big weekend for New York now that sports gambling is legalized. We're talking about all the playoff matchups. Call me up if you got a question about a team or a player or a matchup. I'd love to have the conversation with you. We got some people on hold. Let's get them on the phone right now. Ross is in Elmwood Park. He wants to talk playoffs. What's up, Ross?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Hanging out, man. Yeah, Friday night, you know.
I wish I could come on here and talk about my favorite team. I'm a Vikings fan, but, hey, we didn't make it. But so as far as your Cowboys, not only do I think they win this week, I think they win it all. I think the roster itself is just too unstoppable. I think their only liability is McCarthy. But at the end of the day, he does have a Super Bowl, so, I mean, you can't take that away from him. And while the offense has been kind of inconsistent, I mean, you can't really have – they average, like, what, like 35?
They score the most points in the league, and they've been clicking as of late. They said Dak was in a slump. He heard that, and he's come out and put good numbers up the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't see anyone stopping them. In the AFC, I got it's like one of those cases where, like, it's one of those things that shouldn't happen, but which means it will happen. I got the Titans making it, even though I know they're the one seed, but I think a lot of people don't really have them making it. It's just like I noticed the pattern, like with the three other sports. So you got the Braves, same thing, kind of. Nobody expected them to do anything, especially with Acuna out. They won it all. The Bucks, I know Giannis was out for like a few games. They won it all. And then Cooch in the NHL.
Yep.
He was out for the whole season. They won without him. So then without
There's always – you have a great point. You're on to something. There's always that element of surprise. There's always that team that everyone isn't – you know, like you can't go all chalk. That's something I said. I'm like, you got to pick an upset. And the teams that everybody is always saying they're going to make it, like, I don't know, a couple years ago it was like Packers, Chiefs. Packers, Chiefs definitely going to make it. And then it ended up being the Niners, you know. Last year, no way is Tom Brady going to do it, even though everybody was in on Tom Brady. But the Bucks actually end up being the first team to host the Super Bowl and win it with Tom Brady last year.
It never works out that way. Look at a couple years ago, the Titans, when they were the second wild card, they beat Tom Brady.
We beat the Ravens, man. When they beat the Ravens, I'm like, oh, okay, here are the Titans. They're actually better than I thought. And now look at them. That first round bye is huge for the Titans and for the Packers. We saw the Patriots formula was to have that first round bye, win two games, you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I kind of got that going on with the wild card round AFC. Yeah, you call me crazy, and this is really going out on a limb, but I got the Steelers beating the Chiefs.
No, I was just about to say that the Chiefs pretty much have a bye week this week, too.
that's what I'm saying, because, you know, the Big Ben press conference saying, like, they don't expect to win. They're just going to go out there and have some fun. That, and people were saying that was he was being sarcastic. I didn't sense any sarcasm, which makes me think, like, the Chiefs are going to go out there just after hearing that. Part of me thinks they're just going to not take them as seriously now. And I think Big Ben's completely washed. He just wants to retire at this point. I think they're going to sneak out like a last-second field goal or something. It just seems like it's meant to be.
I mean, I don't believe it, but you never know. This is the NFL. Any given Sunday, Saturday, Monday, it could go down.
Yep, that's the NFL. I think it happens.
These are all NFL teams and players and coaches, and they all want to win that Super Bowl. And once you're in the tournament, anything can happen. Giants fans know that.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for the call, Ross. It's fun. That's what this year is about, or this time of the year is about. And this year, there's some favorites, but I feel like this is a wide-open tournament this year. Could be the Titans, could be the Packers. They're the number one seeds. They get the byes. Could be the Chiefs, could be the Bills, could be the Cowboys, could be Tom Brady and the Bucks again. It's wide open, right? Joe Burrow won a national championship a couple years ago. He got his road dog back, got Ja'Marr Chase. Are they going to go on a tear through the playoffs where they can't be stopped? The Raiders. A ridiculous year for the Raiders. Could you imagine the Raiders making a run and doing everything despite what happened to them? I don't know. The Dallas Cowboys. 4 wins last year. Dak was out. Dak had a whole season to reflect. They paid Dak. He comes back. Him and Burrow are neck and neck for comeback player of the year, but Dak's got a chip on his shoulder. He's on a mission, and so is his defense and some of these players last year that felt like they wasted a whole season once he went down last year. There's a lot of narratives, a lot of stories, a lot of talented players, teams, and coaches. And once you get in this tournament, all it takes is a couple turnovers or plays made or somebody to take over a game, and then you're rolling. And it's whoever can get hot right now. January football into now February, a couple weeks. It's fun. Can't wait to see it. Let's see what we got here. Edwin is in Newark. What's up, Edwin? Talk to me, bro. You're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith, man? Congratulations on the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good thing, my brother.
Appreciate it.
You know, I'm a Cowboys fan. You know, I was 20 years old when they were winning their Super Bowls in 95, 94, 93. I was having the time of my life. You know what I'm saying? It's due time. We due for a win, but you know, I'm not happy about the coach yet. You know, he ain't proved nothing for us yet.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. He's got all the talent. He's got the keys to the Ferrari. He's just you know driving it around town.
Yeah, Aaron Jones before he won that. You know, let's see him do it with our people. Though, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't got no rah-rah guys on our team either. You know, we need somebody like Michael was back in the day. You know, we had Dion. They all out there screaming and yelling, telling them we're going to win.
Yeah.
You know, they proved their point, you know. These guys, they got to wake up and step up to the game, you know.
Yeah, I just believe in Dak. He's been leading. They've been showing the clips. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan and you're listening, go to the Cowboys YouTube. You probably have seen them on Twitter and Instagram, but they do this sounds from the sidelines thing, and it really gives you a inside look into like the players and the team and how they talk.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
I mean, you know, you do always have one or two guys who are going to step up. I want to see who's going to step up this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Defense. It's got to be defense. They say defense wins championships is cliche, but the defense has got to do it. Defense travels is another cliche. Like, the defense has to be tough.
You know, like I said, we do for a winner anyway. You know, I figured Cowboys finally get a win, even if it's next year. You know, then the next. That's my boy. So, and then the Yankees. I mean, we do. You know what I'm saying? We do.
So you're a Cowboys, Nets, Yankees fan?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Then you like listening to my show.
Oh, most definitely. Listen, I listen with Carton all the time, you know, because Evan, I've been listening to him for a long time. He just pisses me off sometimes. I love the guy, but he's mental. I don't know what's wrong.
Nah, Evan is the best. He just, as a sports mind, like, Evan knows everything. Like, he just can tap into everything.
I listened to him from day one, man. I said, who is this cocky little redhead kid? Oh, my God. He's one of Howard Stern's rejects, I thought, at first.
Evan, if you're listening, man, appreciate you and your sports mind.
Evan, shout out, Evan. You're my man. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? But Keith, you keep doing a good job. You know what? I don't usually call radio stations, but you know, when I'm like, oh, Keith, like everything I like. I know he don't play the hockey like me because I don't like the hockey. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, I got out of hockey, but I'm getting back into it. National Signing Day is coming up February 2nd. I'm going to declare my allegiance to what hockey team I'm going with.
But, you know, I was a kid growing up in North. Where are you going to play hockey in North?
Well, there's a team playing hockey in Newark that I've taken a liking to. I'm about to check them out.
I'm 56 years old. Back then, it wasn't like that, you know?
Right.
I grew up in the 80s, you know?
Right.
That's what I said. In the early 90s, I'm doing my thing, you know? I got the Cowboys winning, the Yankees winning. Forget about it. It was a
Nets, yeah, you're having a good time watching all three major sports.
Yes, I did.
Out in Newark.
Yes, and, you know, I even like Miami. The Dolphins.
The Dolphins are.
It was a good time. I'm trying. I'm trying to get back there. You know, I'm a little older, but you know.
Yeah. What I'll say. Thanks for the call, Evan. What I'll say is, What goes around comes around. You stay down till you come up. The reason you pick a team as a kid and you don't ever change and you stay loyal as an adult, like I'm 33 years old. I'm telling you, my mom bought my first piece of Dallas Cowboys apparel when I was five. At 5 years old, I wasn't good at geography. I didn't know where Dallas was, but I had cable. And to me, the Dallas Cowboys were Americana, same as the Yankees, right? They were pop culture. They were on television. Didn't have internet, didn't have a computer. The only screen I had was a television. So whatever they put on that screen is what influenced me. That's also why I'm a wild sports fan. Because I would just go through the channels and watch anything. My grandmother would tell you, all the way in Jacksonville, I spent summers in Jacksonville. I didn't have access to watch the Yankees, so I watched the Braves. In the summer, I was a Braves fan. The Braves were good in the 90s. Didn't mind watching Marquise Grissom. It just is what it is. You know, it's a different time. These kids now have social media, different apps, phones. Like, we didn't have that when I was a kid. We just had the TV. So whatever they force-fed us through the TV is what we liked. And I also didn't have anyone telling me, you're going to be this kind of fan. I didn't grow up with my dad, and my brother wasn't trying to make me a fan of his teams. We were rivals, and we were 10 years apart. So I am what I am, and I am on the radio as what I was way before I ever knew I'd be on the radio, and I'm thankful to be here talking sports with you on The Fan, with the fans. This is Keith McPherson. This is KM till AM. Let's take another quick time out, pay these bills, take another break. The time is flying, but Art DeCesar will be on at 10. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. Let's take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, play WFAN.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out.
classic.
Time ticks by.
Had to let that one come in a little bit. That's one of the best starts of a song ever.
No rest for cross jobs in my mind.
Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM till AM. We are officially at the halfway mark of 5 hour football Friday in New York City. No, our New York teams are not in the playoffs. Their seasons are over, but that's okay. We're rebuilding. And we hope that there comes a time when the Jets and the Giants are in the playoffs together. And maybe even a time where the Jets and the Giants meet in the Super Bowl. Nah, no way. That's impossible. Never going to happen. Just kidding. You never know. Anything is possible. Anything can happen. How many years do we think it takes for the Jets and Giants to build good enough teams to run the NFC, run the AFC, and meet in the Super Bowl? We're at Super Bowl 56. I don't know, Super Bowl 85. Nah, that's a dream. I just don't think it's going to go down. We've gotten the Subway Series in baseball. Obviously, in basketball, you can't get the both New York teams in it because it's East and West. But I would love for there to be a Jets-Giants Super Bowl. Where would the location be? We're never going to get it at MetLife again unless they knock that place down by Super Bowl 85 and build a dome. That's my hope for the next Meadowlands East Rutherford, New Jersey stadium. Put a roof on it. Make it look cool on the outside. So when you're going down Route 3 or whatever over there, you're not like, ew, what is that over there? Oh, that's where the Giants play? That's where the Jets play? That's it? Anyway, back to the phones. Talking football. Talking playoff matchups. We got Art DeCesar coming on in about a half hour to talk odds, spreads, and that's when I'll give you my money line picks. I'm not picking with the spread because I know the spreads are going to change, and I've already told you on this show tonight, pay attention to the line moving and also pay attention to the injury report and who's going to be out. We know Isaiah Wynn is out, left tackle for the Patriots. Somebody else is going to be out right before the game, or we're going to hear about something tomorrow afternoon before the games that this guy can't go or this guy, you know, didn't practice today or whatever. Important information that you need. Joe in New Haven, Connecticut. You're on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right. How are you?
Hey, timing is everything, and the worst possible thing just happened for the Dallas Cowboys. And that is that Fred Warner and Nick Bosa just got disrespected 48 hours before one of the biggest games of their career. They both got snubbed on the All-Pro second team.
Yeah. You think they're going to be mad like that, like trying to prove a point?
Well, Bosa is already a serious problem, not mad. So him going in, I think they're both going to play with a chip on their shoulder. I don't think Dallas has two players that are better than a Bosa and a Fred Warner. Defense, like you said earlier, wins championships. And I think the San Fran is built for playoff football. They run the ball really, really well. They stop the run really well. And they get after the quarterback really well.
Did you catch what Nick Bosa had to say about the Cowboys' tackles and Lyle Collins and Tyron Smith?
I did not like that he said that. I did catch that, and I was like, ah, he's probably adding fuel to that side now. I did see that, and I was like, I noticed that.
And Bosa's a beast, don't get me wrong, but he's a similar player to his brother genetically. I think he's better than his brother, but the Cowboys have already faced Joey Bosa. And Tyron Smith has been resting. He's going to be active. He's an all-pro. And Lyle Collins is a guy with a chip on his shoulder. He especially has a chip on his shoulder when it comes to protecting Dak. I'm very interested in those matchups. Sometimes when I watch NFL games, I will just watch the line, especially in the beginning of the game, to see who's setting the tone in the trenches, who's winning the battles up front. Sometimes I like to watch inside out instead of just focusing on the ball. And that Cowboys offensive line versus that 49ers D-line, that is going to be a war, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And speaking about rest, I just want to point out that Trent Williams, our left tackle, he didn't play last week. So I know it was for an injury, but, you know, he might, if that arm is okay, he's rested, and that's the best left tackle in football.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, he made the All-Pro team. He's a dog. He's a beast. Didn't he punch Richard Sherman in the face a couple years ago in the playoffs?
Yeah, he did. He did.
That's a classic moment.
Hey, this is classic, though. I'm 43, so I grew up, you know, I grew up watching Dallas 49ers, became a fan when, you know, the Montana to right.
Yeah, Montana to Young.
So this is classic right here for me. I can't wait. This is like, you know, I'm hyped up for it.
Before you go, what are you hearing on, I don't know if you're in any of the 49ers chats or groups, but from what I'm seeing from Cowboys fans, there's a little bit of worry that Cowboys fans are going to sell their tickets. Jerry World, I've been out there. It can turn into a place where it's not always full with Cowboys fans. It might be full with people wearing Cowboys jerseys and merch, but there's a little fear out there that we're going to see a lot of red jerseys. That's why the Cowboys did this whiteout. They're trying to just white out the stands because we saw how the Niners mobbed SoFi and took over the Rams game. There's been some conversations about season ticket holders and Cowboys fans. Please do not sell your tickets to Niners fans. These tickets are already expensive, and they're expecting Niners Nation to show up.
Oh, well, I live in Little Connecticut, and I personally know three people that are attending the game, and Niners do travel extremely well, especially when we're playing good. So
you know people that are going from Connecticut that are Niners fans?
I know three people personally that are going from Connecticut to the Niners game. So
it's that time of year. You know, I thought about it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't look. I even had my wife, like, check. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go to a first-round game because if the Cowboys lose, I'll be miserable. The last time I went out there, the Cowboys lost, and I just drank myself into blackoutness by the, like, third quarter.
I hear you.
I'm not going out there unless, you know, the Cowboys advance, or if the Cowboys somehow make it to the Super Bowl. I heard Evan Roberts today say that he checked the flights to L.A. that weekend, and they were, like, 150-round trip. And I'm like, oh, that's – if the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl – my sister lives in L.A. I'm going to have to slide out there.
Yeah, you might have to make that move if that happens.
And if the Niners make it, you might have to fly from Connecticut to L.A.,
and
you know?
I just might have to wear the gold jacket and bring it out there.
Well, I would wish you good luck, but I don't wish you good luck. So.
No, definitely, man. Listen, I'll try to call you after the game during the week.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back on Monday for a quick hit before the Cardinals-Rams game, and I'm hoping it's not an embarrassing Monday where I got to get on the mic and be like, yeah, well, you know, season's over and we didn't do enough.
Yeah, right. Well, all right, man. Enjoy the game.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Ah, the agony. The other side of it. Losing and your season being over and it all coming to a screeching halt. I can't. I need this week and I need at least next week. Cowboys won 12 games after losing 12 games last year. It's got to be more. It's got to be more. It's got to be more. We're getting a lot of Cowboys calls. You don't have to be a Cowboys fan. Some Niners fans have called in. And, you know, if you're a fan of any team, if you have a topic or a question or something that you want to talk about that's not Cowboys related, like just because I'm a Cowboys fan, we don't have to keep the conversation just on the Cowboys-Niners game. A bunch of other games on and good games coming up. Let's talk about them. John in Freehold, New Jersey. You're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. I got to totally disagree with the previous guy. Bosa doesn't compare to Parsons. I'll tell you what. You don't even compare to Lawrence. What the Cowboys are going to do this week is they're going to win on the defensive side of the ball. That defense is amped up. They're excited. They're going to make big plays. I see the Cowboy defense scoring two touchdowns this game.
I like the sound of it. They're opportunistic. Trayvon Diggs led the lead in interceptions. They punch the ball out. They get fumbles. I think in the playoffs, like, the margin of victory, it comes down to a couple turnovers or big plays, and the Cowboys defense has done that all year.
They've been the most impactful unit on the whole team. Diggs goes out there, makes a big play. Parsons, he disrupts everything. I mean, I don't want to put him in the league of Taylor yet, but he has that type of impact on a game. You got a game plan for Micah Parsons.
Right. And like I said, he got the week off last week. Like, he didn't play at all. He was out for COVID reasons, and he's a game wrecker. They're not going to put him on the line rushing the passer. Randy Gregory is good. He's back, been back. DeMarcus Lawrence is good, been back. Those two are going to rush on the edge. But Micah Parsons is going to be their linebacker, and we're going to need him to stuff the run. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
And all these guys that talk about Trent Williams coming back, if you haven't played in 4 or 5 weeks, what makes you think you're going to be able to step in and deal with these guys who are going to be hungry after the ball?
I mean, it's Trent Williams. That's what they're thinking. He's done it for years. He's a beast. He's a house, that guy, and he's just nasty. But
you know what he is? He's old, like me. I used to be the best at what I do, but I'm not a young guy anymore. The young guys got the advantage.
Yeah, it's a young man's game. It's a young man's game. I can't wait for it. These games this week, the NFL wins again. They're always going to win. No matter how the chips fall, they've got great matchups. Not just the Dallas Niners game, which will be on CBS and Nickelodeon for the kids. There's good games in this whole slate. My whole weekend is geared towards this. I've already been invited places. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be on my couch watching every snap.
What do you think of the possibility of another Ice Bowl, Packers-Cowboys NFC Championship?
That's what I want. The dream is for the Cowboys to go up to Lambeau and knock Aaron Rodgers off, and that's his last game as a Packer.
I got one more question. I'm hearing a lot of interest in Dan Quinn. Do you think if they lose this one, they should fire McCarthy and promote Quinn?
I would like that because I love what Dan Quinn has brought this year. But what I gather from Dan Quinn is, like, he had his time as a head coach with the Falcons. Got to a Super Bowl, you know, maybe he's got some PTSD from that. Maybe he's, you know, not really trying to go back into that role. But, like, other teams have reached out to interview him, and he's declined. So much so that he's declined, and he's helped Kellen Moore prepare. Like, he did a mock interview with Kellen Moore for the Jaguars position. Kellen Moore supposedly got interest from Minnesota as well. That's our offensive coordinator. Our defensive coordinator is not focused on that. He's focused on the defense he has, and he knows. I think he came out and said something like, this defense is way different than the defense I had in Atlanta, and he knows that he's got a few hungry dogs on this defense, and it's a rare combination of talent. He's trying to see this through.
And what about our biggest weakest, Greg Zuerlein? If he blows this game with a missed field goal or missed extra point.
Serves him right. Serves the Cowboys right if Zuerlein blows the game, because they have literally said that they would replace him if there were other options out there. There's other options out there. They had the whole season and offseason to get a better kicker. This guy had surgery in the offseason. They said, you know, his rehab and him healing up, that he couldn't get his kicks in. I don't want to hear it. That's a huge hole. You have to have a good kicker in the NFL.
I agree. I agree 100%. Well, let's see what happens on Sunday, and good luck, Cowboys.
Thanks for the call, John. Let's see if we can come back from the break. Art DeCesar's on at 10, but we'll see how many calls we could get in. Call me up and tell me anything about what games have we not talked about much at all. The Eagles-Buccaneers game, haven't talked about much at all. I think we opened up with, like, a lot of Patriots-Bills talk. Mostly 49ers-Cowboys has dominated the conversation, but that has dominated the conversation. Like, Good Morning Football talked about that, like, all day today. The Chiefs, that's a buy for them. When we come back, I'd like to talk about, and I guess the Eagles-Buccaneers game is a buy for the Bucs too. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about that Eagles-Buccaneers game and maybe more about the Raiders-Bengals game, because I think there's some intrigue there of a potential upset. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's take a quick timeout.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
And you say New York City. Friday night. A cold, windy Friday out here. We are in the dead of winter. It is brick outside. And it's been. And then tomorrow and Sunday, the low is going down to the teens and then down to 12 degrees. Bundle up. stay inside if you can. Try not to be outside getting sick and getting other people sick and, you know. What's going on out there? Hope y'all are good and enjoying the show and the time wherever you are. Maybe riding in the car, maybe listening on the Odyssey app. I am chilling in the studio. Literally chilling. It's always cold in here. I have my jacket on. Watching Yes Network. Subway Series. Bernie Williams is batting. It is 3-3 in the 12th inning. Yeah. Baseball. Remember that? Remember you used to watch baseball? I mean, hopefully we'll be watching some baseball soon. In like a month, they're supposed to do the pitchers and catchers thing, but maybe not. Maybe we'll just wait, you know. MLB likes to make everything difficult. Can't just come together and work it out and make things easy. So a lot of anticipation for this upcoming season, and we got to wait. But it's Football Friday. Let's get back to the football talk. Let's take another call quickly before we go to break, and then Arthur DeCesar will join me from Vegas. I was saying before the break that I think if I had to pick an upset here this weekend, I'm not going to pick the Eagles to upset Tom Brady. No shot. Definitely not going to pick the Steelers to go into Arrowhead and knock off the team that has represented the AFC in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. This Raiders matchup intrigues me because you got to look at who's been hot, who's kind of streaking. December 20th, the Raiders beat the Browns. December 26th, the Raiders beat the Broncos. January 2nd, the Raiders beat the Colts, who were close to being a playoff team. And then the Raiders just beat the Chargers in overtime last Sunday. The Chargers were really close to being a playoff team. So the Raiders are coming in on a hot streak against a team in the Bengals who haven't been here before and haven't won here before. And there's a lot of guys that this is going to be their first playoff experience. Hercules, Hercules in Queens. What's up, Hercules? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? Big fan. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling about the Raiders, actually, since you just mentioned it. First of all, the last caller that said something about Bosa on the second team clearly hasn't looked into Max Crosby's stats, but that's besides the point. I wanted to say about the Raiders game, like you said, I think that's I'm a diehard Raider fan. I think that's going to be the upset of the week. People look at the last matchup and saw the score 32-13. But when you watch the game, it was 16-13 with 5 minutes left until the Raiders turned the ball over and it got out of hand. So I think the score was misleading, and I think the line is misleading tomorrow. What do you think?
Darren Waller is back. I think
Darren Waller's back. Yep.
I think the Raiders are riding on this whole like shock the world thing. You know, we lost our coach this season. Henry Ruggs incident was terrible. David Arnett got in trouble showing guns on Instagram, Snapchat. Like the Raiders have had all of these things swirling around their season, but they still figured out how to win.
Yep. Kenyon Drake, too. Don't forget. And also Jonathan Abram, too, is out for the season. A lot of things happen, but it looks like they're playing together, and I think that's the most dangerous thing for any team when a team is playing as one. So I like what I see this season. I hope tomorrow goes the way I think it's going to go. I think we're going to upset them and win maybe 26-23 tomorrow.
Right. I was just about to say, you got to outscore them. Thanks for the call, Hercules. Hercules, that's a cool name. I got to write that down, jot that down. I'm in negotiations of when to potentially have my first kid. I'm pushing them back. I'm pushing that off. My wife is too. But when you start thinking about having a kid, you start thinking about what to name your kid. And I would like my son to have a cool name. Hercules McPherson. That might be too much weight on him, though. That might be too much to live up to.
Now, you said you're in negotiations. What does that mean?
Negotiations.
What does that mean?
Negotiations on when the first child should be born. I just got married in the summer. So we're in the negotiation part of, like, should we do this in 2022?
All right, so
2023, it's looking more like.
So if I put the line at
how many months?
No, I'm trying at March of 23. March 1st, 2023, do you have a child?
No.
A breathing child?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. That's early in 2023. My wife's birthday is in March. She's not
14
gonna,
months.
She's not going to want to be in the hospital, in labor right before her birthday. No, it would be after March 23rd for sure. It's not going to happen this year. It's not going to happen in 2022. I don't know. I don't like thinking about this. Man, back to the sports. That's what I like thinking about and talking about. The Raiders. Also, in the Raiders mojo, John Madden. Do it for John. This one's for John. If you're looking at an upset, I don't know. Maybe the Raiders. Maybe you put some money on the Raiders. Something to think about. All right, let's take another break. When we come back, Art the Caesar will join us at 10 o'clock inside the 10 o'clock hour, and we'll really take a look at what's going on in Vegas, where the money's coming in, what Art thinks about these spreads, these odds, and what you should be looking at for your parlays and for yourself to try and cash out this weekend. Let's play a couple ads, couple commercials, and we'll be right back. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.